Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We approach the final few minutes before the NFL offseason officially begins. See, the last 2 days, it's all been a mirage. It's all been legal tampering. But coming up at 4 o'clock, everything becomes official. The one thing I have read recently, which does make me feel pretty good, is that Thomas Morstead is re-signing with the New York Jets. He was one of their most dynamic players last year, so they needed him back. The other thing going on today is obviously a reaction to the Gerrit Cole news, and the news, if you're just tuning in, is not worst-case scenario, but it's also not good. He's going to miss at least 1 to 2 months. He does not have a UCL tear in his elbow, but the Yankees have concerns about the ligament, enough concerns that he's going to see another doctor in L.A., Dr. Neil Elitroch, and they will come up with some kind of game plan for Gerrit Cole. This will naturally lead to two things. Number one, are the Yankees going to do anything about it? Are they going to go out and sign Blake Snell, who is still a free agent? Are they going to sign Jordan Montgomery, who's still a free agent? My answer is, if you're all in, oh, hell yeah. The other thing is, and this is more minor and symbolic, but it's still a question Yankee fans will have, who starts opening day? Gerrit Cole's been the opening day guy since he signed here before the 2020 season. In fact, I think their last opening day starter was Seve, if I'm not mistaken.
Which is why he should have got it for the Mets.
No, well, he's not a Yankee. He's a Met. The Mets earlier today announced Jose Quintana will start opening day. The one thing we did find out, Sean told me, so he found out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carlos Rodon will not start opening day.
Game two, no matter what.
So, Stroman.
Well, keep this in mind. If Rodon, who, by the way, pitched well today, if there's any positive to that, he went out and threw four innings. His velocity was sitting at 94, 95.
But if there was ever a day from the pitch well, by the way.
No, in all seriousness, yeah. I mean, he pitched well, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, we were talking last week, does it matter in spring training? What matters? What doesn't matter? Look, on a day like today, for your mental health, if you're a Yankee fan, it's good that Carlos Rodon.
He kind of needed to.
Yeah, for him and for the Yankee fan. He gave up one home run, a home run to Tristan Casas. That was it. Other than that, he was absolutely perfect, and his velocity was good, and he pitched well. So that's a huge positive. But I think a lot of times it's about how you're situated days-wise, because everyone's on a schedule. So Carlos Rodon clearly is on the schedule to start game number two. If Marcus Stroman is on the schedule to start game number three, it ain't going to be Marcus Stroman. As crazy as it sounds.
But isn't it, well, what's harder, to pitch a day earlier or a couple days earlier or a couple days, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think when you map out your days, you want to just stay on your days. So it's entirely possible the opening day starter is Clark Schmidt or Clayton Beter. I mean, if it's based on days.
Well, it's
I
on
mean,
the road, so who cares, right?
Yeah, to a degree.
Right? It's different if it's home.
Look, I remember a few years ago.
Stroman wants to be the opening to the home starter.
Yeah. Maybe they'll stick with him pitching the third game of the year so we can have that honor.
Right.
I think they're both honors in their own way.
Right.
The season opener and the opener of at home. But a couple years ago, in fact, it was the year where the Mets had great success. Tyler McGill started opening day. Mm-hmm.
I will say whoever's pitching tomorrow for the Yankees is in line with opening day.
So who's pitching tomorrow?
That I have to look up because I just spit that out before looking it up.
Find out that information. But the league year is officially here, ladies and gentlemen. The offseason is on. So let's see if Saquon Barkley has a change of heart. Because it's possible that after sort of quote-unquote feuding with my man Tiki Barber the last few days, maybe Saquon Barkley's going to say, screw it. I don't want to wear Eagle Green. I'm coming home.
I doubt it. By the way, Stroman starts tomorrow.
There you go.
All
right, so it's all online for Marcus Stroman to pitch the season opener. Yeah, the only breaking news in the NFL over the last, let's say, 7 minutes is that Thomas Morstead is staying with the New York Jets.
Now, he tweeted or put on social media 401-313. Did he say anything after this?
No.
Or did he just miss time the announcement of his signing?
Yeah, maybe it was off by about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
By the way, I love him pumping up the announcement of him re-signing with the Jets.
I know.
Which, by the way, if Aaron Rodgers ain't our quarterback, right, it's going to be damn important.
Hang out for 401. Sorry, it's 10 minutes early.
What else happened now, Sean?
The Giants have non-tendered and are letting Isaiah Hodgins walk free.
How about that? What's your reaction to that, Teague?
Isaiah Hodgins. Yeah, I like Isaiah Hodgins. It's disappointing, but they signed McKenzie. So
Isaiah McKenzie.
Another guy with a Buffalo connection and a Brian Daboll connection, Isaiah McKenzie.
Right. So, I mean, it sucks for Isaiah Hodgins because I like him. I think he's a good kid. But he just could never find a consistent role. Maybe he'd land somewhere else. Who knows? Business sucks.
So basically,
the business sucks. It just is what it is.
No, I get you.
No, not screw him because I like him.
Nah, he's a good guy. I'm sure he is. All right, let's get back to your phone calls. Aaron Rodgers may be our next VP. Trevor Bauer won't be signed by anybody. And the New York Yankees are going to lose Gerrit Cole for the next couple of months. And coming up, I promise you, in 15 minutes, I will address the big issue that was brought up this morning. And that is the idea that some men, including myself, may or may not pad when they go to the bathroom. All right, we will address that in just a few short minutes. I have a reasonable explanation for my padding. I promise you that when I'm done explaining why I've done it, people will say, that makes sense. That's my prediction. Let's go to Joe in Rhode Island. How you doing, Joe? Hello, Joe. Joe going once. Joe is gone. Let's go to Duke in Edison. How you doing, Duke?
I'm doing all right, Evan. I have a question for you, and Tiki could answer it, too.
What up?
First of all, did you see the Super Bowl III, the Jets won. Did you see it on TV live?
Did I see it live?
No.
I've actually watched the game numerous times because I totally wanted to see what the experience would be like winning the Super Bowl. So I've watched the game, but no, I was negative 15 at the time, so I did not see it live.
Okay, now this question is for you and Tiki. Who's a better quarterback, Joe Namath or Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers. And don't put us in a difficult situation.
Right.
Don't make me rip Joe Namath because I love Joe Namath. Right. He's like a god to us. Don't do that.
Right. He's a great winner.
Don't make me say something that's a sports opinion most people have but don't want to admit. And I'm going to say on the radio at 4:04 on March 13th and piss people off. Don't make me say that. Don't make me say Joe Namath is the most overrated athlete in New York sports. Don't make me do that.
Why would you say that?
Why put me in a tough spot?
Why would you say that?
Why would I say what?
That he's the most overrated actor. Why would you say that?
Who said that?
You just said it.
Let's go to Brendan in Dumont. What's going on, Brendan?
What up? Oh, Evan. First of all, I want to answer your question about... let me get you off speaker there. I'll answer your question about Bauer, why nobody will sign him.
Go ahead.
But Tiki, the last segment had brought up so many things I have to say, but I'll answer one of them.
Go ahead.
There is a curse. Joe Namath cursed the Jets. Ask any Jets fan.
What did he do?
We know he sold his soul when he made that guarantee.
See? Okay.
He had to come through. He sold his soul to the devil, and until he passes on, not Joe, sweet Joe Beningo.
Right.
When Joe moves on, when Joe Namath moves on, the curse will be lifted.
Oh, God. So, it's so dark.
Yeah. Well, listen. You know, blood, sweat, Jets. I mean, listen. This whole thing with Rodgers and the presidency, it's just like I called last week, where there's smoke, there's fire. I think Sean has said that, right? There's smoke, there's fire.
No, I definitely.
More smoke.
Brendan.
More smoke. Evan, please,
I definitely.
Please.
No, I just want to respond to that.
Smoke.
I just want to. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think there definitely is smoke. I think that RFK and Aaron Rodgers talked about the vice presidency. I completely agree. I'm not disputing that. I'm disputing that he's actually going to do it, and I'm disputing that he wouldn't try to do both.
I mean, no, it's a joke. Aaron Rodgers cares about one thing, and that's Aaron Rodgers, and just keeps him in the light.
All right.
So back to Bauer. Listen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As a son of a mother?
Yeah.
As the husband of a wife, as a brother of a sister, and a father of a daughter. There's no way that guy will play on my team. We know where to smoke this fire. I don't care if you have written permission from your consenting adult partner. Nobody in their right mind, unless they're an animal, would do that to a woman. End of story.
Right.
There's any call that it calls and says to sign Bauer, hang up on it. It is a joke.
No, I understand.
It is a joke.
Brendan, I appreciate that call and your emotion on it. Unfortunately, in sports, guys are given multiple opportunities when they do things that you or I deem reprehensible.
Right.
I can give you a long list of them.
Because they can help you win.
Trevor Bauer, yeah, maybe could help you win. Like, I'll admit that. I made too much of him struggling against Marty Mush a few weeks ago. Like, sure, why not? Maybe he can help you win.
He rocked Chris Weissert, by the way.
Excuse me?
Greg Weissert? He rocked him.
Who did? Oh, Marty Mush.
Marty Mush.
Oh, okay. So he's done well against other, you know, average to below average major leaguers is what you're saying.
Very happy the Yankees have dealt Weissert.
My point about Trevor Bauer is this. Yes, what he is accused of is disturbing and disgusting. Teams always give second chances, and nobody will. Why? And I think the why is that they know more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And what we know for our last caller is enough to say, I don't want him on my team.
Right.
I think MLB knows more, because otherwise, why hasn't one team who's given second chances to other people, why haven't they given him one?
And look, people get, especially the unions, get up in arms about this because it feels like it's collusion, right? It's like we've all come to the conclusion. But I honestly feel like it's something that's unsaid. It's not like they're having conversations. Maybe that there was a memo that went around saying, you know, this player has this issue. This is where the investigation stands. Well, it definitely happened because they did their own internal investigation.
Right.
Right. So the MLB sent that around, and everybody has that. So it's not like they're getting together and saying, I'm not going to sign Trevor Bauer. You're not going to sign Trevor Bauer. Let's all agree not to sign Trevor Bauer. It just feels like there's this unsaid blacklist that Trevor Bauer is on because there are teams that need pitching, and nobody has called him.
Teams that need pitching. By the way, the answer to that is everyone.
Right.
There is no team in baseball that's like, we're good. We got enough pitching. Kat's in Brooklyn. What's going on, Kat?
Well, I agree with your previous caller. And Evan, Tiki, I want to say I love the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's money involved here. You can't you imagine the protesting and the boycotts that would go on at every stadium, every time whomever signs him would show up?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody plays everybody now, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Plus, when Bauer went on his apology tour, including his talk with BT and Sal, this guy said, well, you know, there were people who told me I should do this and that I would enjoy it. That's how many dark people are out there that could convince him of God knows what else.
Yeah.
In addition, he said he wasn't seeking any counseling.
Yeah.
How can you not trust. Want
like,
to
yeah, how can you trust
resolve
them, really?
Your issues?
No, I think it's a, I think it's a very good point. I'm not sure, and thank you for the call, Kat, if his media tour did him any good. I don't necessarily think it did.
Right.
But I
because he doesn't feel like he did anything wrong. And so I know he apologized in a sense, but not really.
Yes. No, I agree. By the way, we do have some breaking news. You want to break the glass for this one? I will supply the breaking news. And I think that we were holding out hope for something different. Unfortunately, we're going to get this. Saquon Barkley has not reneged on his deal. Mm. He is a Philadelphia Eagle. So congratulations to Saquon. You're dead to us.
Good luck.
Hey. Regular Tiki won't say.
Well, no. Hold on. Regular Tiki won't say what?
Hold on.
We're about to hear the rest
that of coward that. Saquon Barkley.
There you go. Yeah, so he has not backed out. According to the Philadelphia Eagles, they want to welcome Saquon Barkley to the city of brotherly love.
How many memes in the Kelly Green have we seen already?
It's just disgusting. Right. I mean, just looking at him with the 26 and the green helmet, it's like, I'm not even a Giant fan. I'm just, I want to throw up.
You're dead to
this.
Me.
It kind of looks right, which is almost weirder.
What do you mean?
What do you mean it looks right?
Like I'm watching what the Eagles tweeted out. This is not meant to be like any Saquon hate or Eagle hate. Just from a pure IFO.
He looks better.
He looks better. More right in an Eagle uniform.
Huh?
Like, what? Just the look of it. He looks...
How is that possible?
And I've seen a lot of bad Eagle nightmares and Eagle scars. Looking at him, I don't know. I'm getting Brian Westbrook vibes. He just looks right in an Eagle uniform.
Brian Westbrook
he
vibes.
Looks right in, he looks more right in an Eagle uniform than he did a Giant uniform. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. I think
that's
more,
my gut reaction looking at this Photoshop.
I'm almost more offended by that than anything.
Right,
like, you think it looks right?
By the way, that doesn't mean that I root
for him. You've watched
him
for the last 6 years in a Giants uniform. You've rooted for him in Giant Blue 26.
I own multiple jerseys.
How can it even look close to, like, normal? It's got to be so foreign that it just...
That's the problem.
It hurts you.
I'm troubled by my initial gut reaction. Wow. I'm looking at
it. So you're admitting that
I'm admitting.
Right.
I'm looking at it and I go, that looks
right. The fact
right.
that you like it bothers you.
Yeah. No, it's not even that I like it. It just looks right. It just looks right.
Ay.
I know.
Colin is calling from Wyckoff, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Colin.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we doing?
We're good, man.
Good.
Listen, I got no stake in this. I'm not a Giant fan, but I'll tell you what. One thing I am. I'm a union man. They're millionaires, billionaires. These players should make all the money they could. The Giants had the chance to fix it. They didn't want to sign him for whatever reason. I support Saquon going down and getting all the money he could on the table.
Yeah, it's not about the money.
We all do, though. Right. It's no one saying he shouldn't have. We're saying because you decided to go there, you're dead to us. It ain't that complicated.
Right.
People keep missing that part. It's something you've said, I've said, everyone said. Of course he has the right to go there. He can go to Philadelphia. They're paying him the most money.
Go get paid.
But there are repercussions to your decisions. That's all. You got to live with them.
Right.
And Saquon Barkley doesn't care. He doesn't care if the greatest running back in the history of the New York Football Giants, the guy he wrestled with God as he tried to beat and be better than and failed miserably. He doesn't care if that guy says, you know what, sports fan-wise, you're dead to me. He doesn't care if Sean Morash, is a diehard Giant fan, is on the radio saying, boy, he looks good in Eagle Green. He doesn't care if we've had numerous callers to this radio station say, hey, I named my dog Barkley. I got to change the name. He doesn't care. And that's fine. He doesn't have to care.
He's an Eagle now.
But he's an Eagle. Which
that's
means
just,
he's...
It's as simple as that. It's which not means complicated.
He's the enemy.
Not complicated. Exactly. It's not complicated. He's just the enemy.
He's the enemy. And let me address something very, very important that needs to be addressed. Yesterday on this show, we do it every Tuesday at 3:30. We have a segment that's called Toasted and Posted.
It's in fact called Posted and Toasted.
I screwed it up.
Evan, you in fact came up with that name. So you should, in theory, be able to execute
Posted
it.
And Toasted.
I could tell he was confusing himself because he slowed down.
Yeah,
he was
down.
Like, Posted.
Who X'd it?
Posted. Wait, it's not right. I'm just going to say it. Maybe it's right.
I apologize. But it's been a fun segment for the last 3 weeks where we find old tweets from our WFN coworkers, and then Tiki guesses who posted it so we can toast it.
I suck at this game.
You're wrong.
That's right. So yesterday I read a tweet, and we guessed it, you guessed it, and I reacted to it by revealing some information. If you missed it yesterday at 3:30, here's how it sounded. This is the clip of us from yesterday. Here's how it sounded. Some tool put toilet paper in the urinal at work. You shake it, dummy. You don't pat it dry. Was that Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, Sean Morash, or Tiki Barber?
That definitely wasn't me.
You know for sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to say that was Al Dukes.
Romo, you suck.
You got it right.
I'm getting good.
And here's the best part about this. When Al tweeted some tool put toilet paper in the urinal at work, I felt so bad because it was me. I revealed that it was me. I wanted to be honest about it. This morning, this little piece of audio was played on the morning show.
Yeah.
And they reacted by saying this.
Their take on that is who cleans it up, not that he's patting his penis dry with toilet paper after peeing in a urinal. What?
He is strange, man.
I have never... How could they be like, oh, who do you think cleans that up? That's the take? I've never in my 41 years on this planet heard of a man take a piece of toilet paper and pat his penis dry.
Now, they were reacting to the fact that Sean reacting to me admitting this was, oh, my God, who cleans it up? Not simply asking... Hey, Evan, why do you do that at the urinal?
Yes, why do you do that?
So before I explain myself, Sean needs to explain himself because this is the one area I agree with Giannotti. Everything else he's wrong, I'll explain. G brings up a great point.
Right.
How is your takeaway the throwing out and not the act of what I was doing?
I will maintain that I still think you throwing out toilet paper into the urinal where it cannot flush and somebody has to pick it out is very disgusting and a problem that somebody has to do.
You know how toilet paper works, right?
It disintegrates after a while.
So eventually it would go away.
I didn't think of it that way.
Right, but go ahead.
The reason that I did not challenge Evan on, to quote Gio, patting his penis was because when Evan said it in real time, I looked over at my idol Tiki Barber and I thought to myself, am I the wrong one? Am I the weird one that I don't clean off the tip of my you-know-what with toilet paper, and therefore, am I actually disgusting? And if I challenged you on that, and I've been through many of these moments in radio in my career where I say something and immediately I realize I'm weird and I'm off.
Right.
My fear was the entire metropolitan area was going to think I had a dirty penis.
Wow. Okay. So you were afraid that this was a normal activity.
Yeah, I was afraid that you were the normal one, and I was like, oh my God, don't say that. I think you need to go recheck. Is this a normal thing?
Interesting.
So I apologize. Turns out I was right. My instincts were actually right. Well, I am normal. Right.
Okay, you may be normal. And first of all, Tiki, you don't pad?
No.
Okay. Just asking.
You're a shaker.
Shaker. That's what you're supposed to do.
I want to explain myself, and I'm actually very confident that if you're open-minded and you listen to what I have to say, you're going to say, that makes sense. I do believe that. First of all, I do not do this anymore. Okay, I want to address that. This is something I did for about 4 years of my life. It was a phase. About a four-year phase, and I'll tell you how it started.
I was going to say, before this thing gets started.
I'll tell you exactly. Before I met my lovely wife, I dated an awful lot. I was out there dating, looking for the love of my life. And usually you drink. And every time I would go to the restroom on one of these dates, liquid would get on my pants. Because as much as you shake, every man knows you never shake 100%.
Right.
You never do.
The tip.
You never do.
You don't get it all out.
You don't, unless you're there for a minute, and then you're a freak. You know what I mean? So that's an issue that men have that no one wants to talk about. We don't admit this, but it's true. You'll know it's true. You never, ever are able to go back and not have any little bit of liquid get on your boxers or underwear, or in my case, bicycle shorts. So it bothered me. Because one day I was on a date and I felt so uncomfortable afterwards. I was like, man, I basically got pee on me. This is horrible. And I didn't like it. So again, part one, we all know this is true. We all do, whether we want to admit it or not. We all know this is true. Tiki, am I right?
No, you're right. But
oh, I'm right. Okay.
True to an extent. You're making it seem like you have a power washer in your pants.
I know.
All I'm saying is it bothered me. I actually care about germs. I don't want urine on my underwear or on my boxers.
It's just bacteria, and it's your bacteria.
Okay, I still don't want it, bro. Mm. Okay, so that's number one. So one night when I was out, I realized, why don't I just wipe it? Like, why don't I just pat it? Like, why? And it worked, and it was beautiful to the point where, and I was doing a show with Beningo at the time, so it just didn't fit our show as much. Maybe if I was with you or Craig, it's different. I actually came up with a brilliant idea. that they should put little pads at a urinal so that guys, if they want, can actually not have to deal with this issue of there being wetness. So I did this for a while, like for a long time. Now, most of the time I wouldn't go to a urinal. I would just go into the bathroom. CeeLo brought this up this morning. He's right, because it's not convenient at a urinal. There's no paper. Yes. So when you go into the bathroom and you go into a stall and there's obviously toilet paper, it's very easy.
Right, and you can do it privately.
And that's the way.
Stalls are private. No one knows that you're petting your
100%. And that's the way I would do it, by the way. Completely private, Tiki. I wouldn't want people noticing that I was doing
this. Until one day you got stuck and there was it was occupied and you had to use the urinal.
Bingo. No, you nailed it. So here at WFAN on that date in 2016, it was one of those rare days where I had to use the urinal. So I did, and I still wanted to pad it. So
that's daddy.
But you didn't have toilet paper?
No, I went to get, actually it wasn't even toilet paper. I feel worse. It was a paper towel.
Right. That's why it's bad. That's why Al Dukes responded. Because it's paper towel. A paper towel, unlike toilet paper, is not thin enough to break down.
Well,
right?
Forget that aspect
of it. I'm just being honest with you. The paper towel will sit there for until someone takes it out.
I feel
so
bad
Sean's
about
question
that.
Is legitimate.
I feel bad
right?
about
Who
that.
Who cleans that up?
But do you
because
at least...
you're reaching in and pulling out, like, urinated on paper towel?
To be fair, let's not pretend Odyssey has brawny out there. I would argue that breaks down, too.
Do you at least... I admit I shouldn't have done it. Mm. I admit I don't do it anymore. I haven't done it in years. My wife joked with me because we talked about it this morning that maybe I don't do it because I care less now because I'm married with kids.
Right.
I hope that's not the case. But do you at least understand why and the thought process behind padding?
I guess somewhat, but not really.
Okay, I guess somewhat, but not really. Sean?
I do understand it.
Thank you.
Don't think you're not genius for it. And I think that should be open for anybody to either wiggle it or pat it.
It's never going to become a trend.
It won't become a trend, but I also don't think it's like the most absurd thing in the world.
Well, that's why, like,
I think it's disgusting to throw it in the urinal, but I don't think it's absurd.
Take that away for now, because obviously I shouldn't have done that. I admit that. But guys, like, if we're being honest with ourselves, if we're just being like honest, dude, when you go to a urinal, like, you never completely clean it.
But that's it, Evan.
It's impossible. There's always another drip left. So you could sit there and shake all day.
Right.
But if you shake all day, you're a freak. If you sit there shaking for a minute and a half, they're going to think you're doing something else.
Men at their core are disgusting. We are Neanderthals. And every step of the way, whether it's men starting to get pedicures, which I do, or we have to abide by the toilet seat rules when we get married, the one place we could still be men is a urinal. It only exists for us. We stand there, and that's where we could be our dirtiest selves. Mm. We're not going to wash. We're not going to pad. We're not going to do any of that. And I think that's why.
All right, Loogie.
So in a public bathroom, at least the way it's constructed here, the paper towel, it sits there for the next person to grab it. So it's essentially taking in all that's going on in the bathroom. You put that on the most prized possession a male has. At any point did you think, you know what, maybe if I have a little whatever on my pants, that's worth it over putting that on my top of
Isn't
my whatever?
The same thing with toilet paper?
No, because that part is not the most prized possession. I will take. If we're doing a Cinco de Fivo, the part you padded, I rank higher than the other end.
Honestly, I didn't think about it that way.
Okay.
It's a somewhat valid point. But do you at least understand the aspect that as men, we are men, that when you go to a urinal and you shake it, it's not 100% effective?
So I don't shake or pad.
What the hell do you do?
I just go. Air dry.
What?
I air dry.
That's
it's going to dry in a cup. What are you talking about? You put your shirt over it, nobody sees it?
You're going to have liquid all over your pants.
I pride myself on being in and out of the bathroom. I don't want to be in there for 15
what
minutes.
What kind of underwear are you guys wearing?
Well, not
regular boxers.
What kind of underwear? Evan thinks we're like leaking cows with udders and milk here. You don't just continue to leak after you.
No, but there's a little spillage.
There's spillage.
That's right.
But you're admitting there's spillage.
I'm admitting there was some spillage.
And you don't have a problem with that? You don't find that disturbing?
No, I don't find it disturbing, no.
Okay.
I just thought it air dry.
I respectfully disagree with you and Tiki because Tiki said, oh, it's just urine. It's no big deal. I don't want that on my body or on my underwear. Like, I'm sorry. I don't. So what I was doing, and by the way, I don't even do this anymore, but maybe I should start again. Because quite frankly, it's disgusting. I think the rest of you are pigs, quite frankly, because you don't even care. You just let the spillage occur all over your pants. How is that, like, how does that make sense? I'm the weird one. No. I'm not the weird one. I'm the clean one. That's the difference. I'm the clean one.
It's very hard hearing you say you're not weird and you're the clean one with that blue and orange beard.
That is true. If you're just tuning in, I haven't even mentioned it yet. My beard color today is half orange and half blue. I have a major issue with the WFAN Twitter account that claimed I was wearing this in honor of OG Anunoby and the New York Knicks. Oh. That is not true.
Big destruction last night.
That was a great win for them. No issues with them. I'm not taking any shots, but I'm doing this for the Mets and for my sons. Both Jet and Spence, my two beautiful sons, wanted orange and blue for the Mets. They wanted Daddy to look like a mascot. So I did it for them. With that said, I'm not weird. Like, I got to be honest with you. Maybe I'm weird now because I don't do it, but back in the day, and it started with dating and it ended once I got married, which I guess is a weird coincidence, I was cleaner because I didn't want to walk around with like liquid on my pants. You guys are pigs, quite frankly.
I know, but you have to at least admit that it is a little bit of a dainty thing to do that in a bathroom with a paper towel at a urinal.
Here's
you at
the least difference,
but I assume that it's quick.
It's very, very quicker than shaking. It's quicker than shaking. And let me make something very, very clear to you. And I think this conversation has proven that. I think my beard has proven this. Mm. I don't give a rat's ass what someone else thinks.
True.
It's the bottom line.
That is clear.
I live life that way.
Toilet paper in a urinal.
Excuse me?
Except for when you leave toilet paper in
the urinal. I felt bad that that was disrespectful to whoever was cleaning up. So I apologize for that. But when it comes to my own habits or the way I live life, I don't care. I score games, and I wrote a book about it. I made a promise with a beard, and I get out of it, I'm coloring it every day. I don't give a rat's ass what you think. And yes, I don't want urine dripping down my underwear for a good 4 years of my life, and I'll admit the reasons why, and I don't give a rat's ass. So, Loogie, I do love you. My one piece of advice for you as you continue as a grown man, stop caring what other people think. Mm-hmm. Stop conforming to what people tell you is right. Do what you know is right. Padding was right.
Evan, when I think about stuff I'm doing with that thing, I don't ever think about padding. Not once in my life did I ever say, you know what? I should pad it. I'm not saying you're totally wrong. In fact, I can meet you halfway. Maybe I'll do it in my house. Just in a public bathroom, the amount of disgusting stuff that's in there, I want to be in and out. I don't want to touch anything other than just like washing my hands and getting the hell out of there. That's my take. And you've treated the public bathrooms here like they're basically your private bathroom. You took baths in the sink. You're sitting there padding your penis in front of everybody. And then you take the paper towel and put it in the urinal. You don't own...
You can't even right? get through it.
Because you're just gross, dude.
It's not gross.
And I'm gross, too. We're all gross. But you just take it to another art form. You're the Michael Jordan of gross.
No. I'm clean. You're gross. You air dry after going to the urinal.
I have done that. Gross. I've done the blow dryer, by the way, when I've had a spot, if I had a date or something.
Teek, after this whole discussion. The gross one is Loogie, correct?
I guess it's everybody.
Bro, I let it rip.
What about you? You're not gross, Dave?
I don't care about germs. I have a strong immune system.
Wait a second. You're the gross one.
I'm not worried about it.
You don't care about germs.
When my wife had COVID, we slept together. It's all good.
That's different. That's different. That's called, you know.
I don't care. I'm not concerned.
That's called, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Horny. That's what that's called.
Go smash into that hole right there.
As soon as we're done talking about everybody's penis, would you like a further Gerrit Cole update?
Right. Yes.
Yes. Yes, you can break into this discussion with a Gerrit Cole update.
Okay. No audio attached yet, but Aaron Boone has just met the media. I'm getting this quote from Chris Kirschner. Aaron Boone on Gerrit Cole. He had the MRI, CT scans, and x-rays yesterday. Now he's flying to L.A. to see Ella Trotsch, who, by the way, was Aaron Rodgers' surgeon with the Achilles.
There you go.
Okay, and more tests will be made tomorrow in L.A. We're still in the gathering of information stage, and then everyone's got to weigh in to determine exactly what we have. So no mention there unless he has about it actually not being a torn UCL, but that's where he stood. And then he also, on opening day, said he's leaning a certain way for the opening day starter, isn't ready to name him, but Rodon is penciled in for game two.
Yeah, I think what Aaron Boone confirmed right there is basically what John Heyman told us. Mm-hmm. And John Heyman's report, he said, right now they have not detected a tear in his UCL, but there's concern. And so that they're sending him to Dr. Ella Trotsch.
Right.
Because Ella Trotsch said, hey, I think an in-person visit will help. Right. And the
concern is the inflammation and still soreness.
Yes.
Right? Without showing a tear.
Yeah, there's clearly a concern. I mean, Aaron Judge had an MRI, came back clean. This is not a clean MRI, but it's a complicated MRI. I think that's the way to define it. It's complicated. Mm-hmm. And so, Yankee fans, and I feel for you on this one, because I think we all just want answers. We all just want to know, okay, here's the deal. We don't have that. And we may not get that for days and days. But what we know is he's not pitching soon. That's what we know. The headline of I'm a Yankee fan is he's not available for a while. It's possible he's available in June, July. It's possible he's not. But right now, Gerrit Cole is not a part of their immediate plans, and there's uncertainty about this injury, which reinforces that I think you need to be aggressive if you're the New York Yankees to fix this.
Now what?
Now, fix this is not the right term. I want to take that back. You can't fix this. Gerrit Cole is the best pitcher in baseball. There is no Gerrit Cole out there. What you can do is try to survive it. And so if you're talking about a free agent or you're talking about a trade, I advise you to think about it this way. You're not bringing someone in to replace Gerrit Cole because no one can replace Gerrit Cole. There's not a pitcher in baseball that can. You're bringing a pitcher in to replace Luke Weaver or a pitcher to replace Cody Poteet. Those are the guys who are candidates to take Cole's rotation spot. And that's how you have to view it. Because if you play the game of replacing Gerrit Cole, it's impossible. He's the best pitcher in baseball. No team has Gerrit Cole, honestly. There isn't really many teams that have anybody close to Gerrit Cole. Take a couple of your quick calls, and we've got a lot to do today. I mean, we are still not even through, like, we threw half the show already? I feel like we haven't accomplished enough. So let's go to Ed in Middletown, New Jersey, who needs to chime in on the padding issue. What's up, Ed?
Yeah, so, Evan, you're going to love this story. I used to work in advertising a while ago, and we used to work on feminine hygiene products, so I'll keep it nice and clean.
Uh-huh.
And there was an idea to have a pad for men, so when the dripping issue would happen, it wouldn't matter. Because think of a feminine hygiene product for women where it goes on their underwear. Same for men.
Yeah.
Got shot down, though. They thought men would not be willing to put that on their underwear and not have to worry about the Tony Romo situation.
I will say, I kind of agree. I wouldn't even do that.
All right.
But it shows you that this is an issue. Like, let's not pretend it's not. That's one thing we can't do. You can still think I'm weird or it's crazy or I was weird. Because, again, I don't do it anymore because I guess I care less about life now in 2024. I don't know. But obviously, it's a thing as men.
Well, I mean, of course it is. Every man has experienced this at some point in their life.
So understand.
And they will.
So you know where I'm coming from.
Of course I do.
Thank you.
Just most men don't worry about it.
Yeah, because you're pigs. Vinny. Vinny is in Cliffside Park. What's up, Vinny?
What up, Vinny?
Hello, boys. How you doing today?
Good.
We used to have a saying when I was a kid, you can shake it, you can dance, but the last few drops always land in your pants.
I remember
See?
That one.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
So what do you do? Do you just accept it or do you do something about it? Dino in Corum. What's up, Dino?
Hey, what's up? You're definitely not in the smaller group. This is something that I think guys don't admit to. 100%. And by the way, we probably heard this on Howard Stern. Years ago when he was doing stuff
100%,
like
100%. I admit that. Like, I don't even think what I'm saying is that original. The great Howard Stern, who understands these kinds of issues, I'm sure addressed this many times. So you're right.
So exactly. So mine probably started in the 40s. I'm now in my 50s. So I will tell you right now, jeans, you go out, you have a little stain, it's embarrassing. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm trying to put my shirt over it. You are 100%. Or if you have Costco shorts that are paper thin, it could be a streak. So let me tell you something. With my polyester and 10% spandex underwear, 100%, the moment the tip touches, it's a streak. So, yes, you have to pack.
I was even thinking
to go as far, and I swear to God, as inventing a tampon pad for men. A little one that goes, and I think it's out there. But I was too embarrassed to do it.
No. See? No. We're too embarrassed to do it.
Possible way.
What? You don't like that idea?
No, you're going to put something in your...
Careful.
Your urethra.
I'm going to track the woman. Look, I'm not saying that's a great idea.
It's not at all.
But what I'm saying is, this is an important discussion. Let's not pretend like, why would you do that? That doesn't make sense. There's a damn good reason why you would do it. There's a damn good reason why I would do it. Who the hell wants the streaking in the pants? Especially when you're out on a date, because that's where this whole thing started. Because what I also remember is when you go out back in the day, you would drink, or at least I would drink. I'm not saying everyone does. And I'm sure the girl was like, I got to drink to get through a date with this guy. And once you went to the restroom, the term they use is you broke the seal. And by the seal is, you know what I'm talking about, going to the bathroom.
Right.
You're going to have to go a lot now, especially if you're drinking a lot of beers.
Go to dark restaurants.
Good idea. Now you tell me. And so I remember having to go to the bathroom a lot and having like, oh my God, again? And then there being a leakage issue. Like, it's not a good thing. We'll come back and get back to your calls. Very busy day today. Aaron Rodgers wants to save America. Gerrit Cole is out for a considerable amount of time. The NFL free agency has officially begun. And, of course, padding. 877-337-6666. I also have a brilliant idea, a gambling bet. Gambling bet? That's redundant. A baseball bet that I believe all of us should make as a show. And everyone in the audience should come together on this crazy, smart, could be very victorious for all of us, baseball bet that could win us a lot of money. As the NFL league year begins, still no word on Aaron Rodgers' plans in politics. Is he going to accept being the running mate of RFK Jr.? I will tell you this, though, Tiki. If I'm Joe Douglas and I'm Robert Saleh, I will have made a phone call in the last 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And said, hey, dude, what's up? Like, that's how I'd start the conversation. Like, hey, dude, what's going on?
Right, because nobody's
anything
around.
You want to talk about?
Yeah, nobody's around right now at the facility. They're off doing whatever they do in the off season. Maybe some guys are working out, but Aaron Rodgers probably isn't there. I don't know. I mean, they've talked to him, I'm sure, this off season, but clearly this hasn't been mentioned because the Jets would say something. Currently, they have no comment.
See, I'll tell you this. I know that Joe got a lot of crap. My old partner, Joe Benengo, got a lot of crap for his texting with Robert Saleh and revealing conversations.
Text him now.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I don't know if Joe has done it, but Benengo should be, what's going on here with Rodgers? Right. Just to see what Saleh would say.
Lugie, text Benengo and see if he's heard anything.
Yes. Well, but he's probably going to have to ask Terry, his wife. Ask Terry if Joe has texted Coach.
Bad job by me.
Because, I mean, if you're Robert Saleh and you're the head coach of the New York Jets.
Right. This is not insignificant.
This is major because you don't know the answer. We've speculated that, A, he won't take the opportunity to be RFK's running mate. Or, B, if he does, he's going to try to quarterback as well. But if I'm Saleh or Douglas and I have open lines of communication with my quarterback, I'm calling to find out. And I'm not texting him. I'm calling him.
Yeah.
Right on the phone to say, dude, what up?
Right. You don't need some obscure ha ha ha. Right. You don't need some obscure text that comes back with a laughing emoji.
Right.
You need a definitive answer.
100%. Let's go to PJ in Old Beth Page, New York. How you doing, PJ?
What's up, Evan? What's up, TK? How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Well, first off, I want to update you on my beard. My beard is still growing. I started at the same time as you.
Nice.
Like I told you a couple weeks ago.
I appreciate that. Pete Alonzo appreciates that. Would you say your beard is longer or probably the same length as my beard right now?
It's probably the same. I'm getting to the point where I think I have to invest in a comb, a beard comb.
Yes. By the way, it helps because you know what you find out when you have a long beard is that it's knotty.
Right.
At least mine is. So the comb helps. Clean out the knots.
Yeah, so I need a comb. But, Evan, I really wanted to talk about this problem, this epidemic that you brought up.
Thank you.
Epidemic.
And it's an epidemic. And, honestly, I think that Rodgers should run on this. And I think he could win. I think that if he made this, maybe not like top five, but top 10, I think we could actually solve this problem because the dribble, dribble, dribble. Play the drop, Tommy. Where's the drop?
He's not prepared. He didn't see it coming.
Right.
So
dribble, that, dribble, dribble.
Dribble, dribble, dribble. We need to fix this problem, dude. It is an epidemic. I think Rodgers could help us move forward on this and, all bees happy
as
humans.
I completely agree, and I think what's important, and I want to say I appreciate CeeLo, and I appreciate the guys in the morning, even if they think I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would have brought this up again. We played the tweet, the game. We commented on Al Dukes' tweet about someone leaving paper towel in the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
I admitted I did it. I admitted I padded, and we all moved on.
Yes.
Which is to blame really everybody else. They should have brought it up and said, what's going on?
You knew it was going to get some attention because you found the tweet.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure it was. I didn't know it was going to get attention.
You knew it was you.
I knew it was me, but I wasn't sure that.
Oh, you mean you admitting, you admitting that you were the bane of Al Duke's tweet?
Yeah, I wasn't sure that CeeLo would play the audio and then lead to what I thought was a really important discussion for America, and that is G and Jerry pining in on it, opining on it, not knowing the real issue.
Right.
Now they do, and now everyone else does. That the reason I padded back in the day is because there's a lot of dribble, dribble, dribble after you go to the restroom.
Here's the bottom line.
You don't have the drop ready? The guy queued you up?
I don't have that drop. That's from the old show. I don't have that
You
drop.
Have fat, fat, fat. You play it all the time.
Because I had to go find it to grab it because we use it more. Anyway.
You never thought there'd be a dribble, dribble, dribble.
No,
situation.
I never thought we'd be talking about you patting your penis. No, Evan. In all my preparation for the shows, no, that did not come
Very
up in my
unprepared.
Brain.
Very unprepared.
Bottom line is this. Everybody in our audience, all the men out there, the next time we go to the bathroom and we're staring at our pee-pee, we're going to be thinking about you. That's what's going on here. Well, we're going to be thinking about Evan. That's the association
right,
now.
What should I do?
Should I pat? Should I not pad? Is it dainty? What should I do?
Look, all I know is I'm right. We're I mean, it sounds like everybody agrees with me. I've heard one person disagree with me. Yet.
We're still calling it a pee-pee in 2024?
Well, that's what he does. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. I'm sure Mike agrees with me, too. What's up, Mike?
Evan, absolutely not. You're out of your ever-loving mind, first of all, dude. Who pats, man? Who pats? You ever seen a movie, The Fan? When De Niro goes, little pecker, big pecker?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I know where you stand. That's one. Second of all, I thought that was nuts. I used to work with a guy that used to wash his hands before he went to the urinal, and then afterwards would walk right out and come over to you and pat you on the back. Well, I had to tell him one day. Said, hey, buddy, don't do that to me anymore, man, because I know where your hands have been. You probably got a little dribble on you, and now you're patting it on my back. You want to wash before, you wash after, too. But I'm telling you, yours is in the top three right now.
No, Mike, I'm sorry, sir, with all due respect. That guy being a disgusting pig, because I agree with you, that is piggish, to wash your hands before,
people,
not after.
I do see people wash their hands before.
No, wash it before
where's
is
the
fine.
After part?
Right.
And where's
you
the
always
after part?
Have to do it after.
No, washing before is totally fine. In fact, I do that sometimes. Right. It's the you have to wash after. We agree.
Yep.
How could you
got to wash after.
But, Mike, how could you compare that to me wanting to be clean by padding? Like, what's so weird about
what
that?
What are you padding for? What,
because,
where it depends.
Because,
where it depends, then. Come on, give me a break,
because
dude.
There's dribble everywhere if you don't, dude. I mean, I will not accept the false equivalency of someone who doesn't wash their hands after as being equally to disgusting to the point of someone who's like, hey, I just want to be clean.
No, in fact, I don't take this as me being this, but we just accept not padding like Evan does. Like, we don't pat, but yet we have to wash our hands. If we're already not wiping that part, then why even wash your hands?
What?
To me, I think that we've been duped. I don't think it's as important to wash hands anymore.
Now you're being disgusting.
Why? If you're leaving that tip,
because you gotta wash your hands if you go to the bathroom, bro. Seriously, like this is not even a debate now. What?
Someone in our audience brought this to my attention, and I thank them for that. I'll bring it to your attention, Evan. So you don't wear underwear; you wear basketball shorts, correct?
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Let me just see.
Oh boy, you better be wearing something.
Right.
We are on TV.
Basketball
shorts. So. If you didn't pad, because remember, you started padding because you had the drip.
Yeah.
You wear basketball shorts. That means urine dripped down your leg.
Yeah.
What? You had urine dripping down your leg?
No. Okay.
Yes, because...
Couple things I want to clarify. Whenever I'm on a date, back in the day, obviously, or even when I go out with my wife now, when we go out on our date nights, always go boxers. Always go. I will not go bicycle shorts. The bicycle short is more of a work thing.
Answer me this.
With jeans.
With jeans, yeah.
Right.
Has it ran
loose
down your leg before?
Jeans.
Say one more time.
Loose-fitting jeans.
Loose-fitting jeans, yes.
Otherwise,
I'm a very loose
jean
guy.
They wouldn't fit under your pants.
That is correct. I'm not a tight jean guy.
Yes.
The way Loogie is. So you're asking, has it ever dripped straight down?
Sure did. Sure.
That's why you pad. I mean, thank you. Thank you for proving my point. That's why you pad.
So you've been walking around through most of your life with urine running down your leg.
Everybody has, dude. I'm not the only one. Everybody has. Everybody is allowed the extra
I think
dribble.
That's a boxer's thing. That's a boxer thing. You have three choices. Boxers, boxer briefs, or...
Like Commando.
Briefs.
Whitey tighties?
Yeah, but they're not white anymore.
Oh, okay. Different colored tighties?
Right, yes.
Out of curiosity, I'm sure a lot of people in America have thought this. What do you wear, Teak?
I wear briefs.
You go boxer brief guy?
No. Like briefs. Like
just briefs?
Like the briefs. Right.
Interesting.
Like, I can't wear boxers. Because my thighs were too big, so I never
thought
wore
them. I he was going to say something else.
No.
Wait, so by briefs, do you mean when I'm talking about like whitey tighties but different colors?
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Right. So my thighs were too big, so I stopped wearing boxers because they would ride up into my crotch.
Yeah, I get you.
And so it was very uncomfortable. Yeah. And so then I tried boxer briefs, but boxer briefs would do the same thing. Unless I had the really long ones, which I hated. Mm. So I just wear regular briefs.
So you're a brief guy.
I got to be honest. I think your underwear selection is more shocking than Saquon signing with the Eagles.
What did you expect his underwear selection to be?
So Tiki's always very well dressed. He's a slob like the rest of us. I expected like a silky boxer brief. A high-end boxer brief, you know, wrapped around his thighs like that. For you to go right cutting edge.
They roll up. And it frustrates me.
So you're like a Fruit of the Loom Hanes guy?
No, they're more designer brand. I don't know what they're called. Whatever. So they're nice. They're comfy.
I'm not denying. I'm just telling you.
But my point is, with briefs, you don't get running down your leg.
Because everything's held up.
It's all held up. It's all held up.
Okay, but then you still have it there.
That's what underwear are for.
What, to catch the extra dribble?
Yes.
That's what underwear is for?
Yes.
That's the purpose of it?
That is exactly what it's
for. So then you walk around feeling moist for a little bit of time? That's not what it's for.
It dries.
No. Underwear is to save a loose fart.
Yes. I think more so than this. Jeez. Let's go to Sean in Yorktown. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys? Huge fan.
Appreciate it. What's up, man?
So I'm a plumber for over 15 years, and Evan is not alone. Every time we get a service call for a urinal, it's because guys are throwing toilet paper.
That's great.
Yeah. And think about why they're doing it.
98% of the time.
Yeah.
98% of the time.
Thank you very much.
So
why won't the urinal take the toilet paper?
It's because the pipe that goes into the wall is not big enough to take it.
Oh, it's too thin.
But
I got it.
This becomes such a problem that the Department of Buildings now is actually requiring, when we rough out these things to create these urinals, a bigger pipe has to be installed now.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow. Look
that's
at this.
Interesting.
You've done some groundbreaking work.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I've changed the world, apparently. Maybe it'll make people feel more comfortable having this discussion, because it feels like we hide the fact that this occurs. This occurs. This is a thing, man. Tim in Northport. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Evan, this sounds awful familiar to a bit that they used to do on Stern. Is that where you got this from?
No, I'm reacting to why people, or why the morning guys, thought it was crazy that I padded. They're the ones who said they've never heard of the idea of any human being doing it. So I'm responding on why I did it. But I admit, Howard probably had this discussion many times before, because he's a real man who understands the perils of being a real man. It's why he's one of the great radio hosts of all time, because he understood what the common guy goes through. And as a common guy, yeah, dribble's an issue.
Didn't he also used to sit down when he went to the bathroom when he used to pee?
I don't remember if he did that. I know I don't prefer to do that. I can speak for myself on that. He may have. I don't. Especially at work. Now, I don't want to go sit down on the toilet. Like, if I have to, I have to. But it's certainly not something I want to do.
That was my solution for Loogie for his toilet seat issue with his wife.
Yeah, that was. I just sit down.
Just sit down.
But think about it. I don't know if you still have the clip handy, but Gio said, and Gio's a worldly guy. Like, he's not someone who lives in a cocoon. He said, in my 41 years on the planet, I have never heard of a guy doing this.
Their take on that is who cleans it up, not that he's patting his penis dry with toilet paper after peeing in a urinal. What?
He is strange, man.
I have never... How could they be like, oh, who do you think cleans that up? That's the take? I've never in my 41 years on this planet heard of a man take a piece of toilet paper and pat his penis dry.
Never in his life.
Maybe it's just something men don't talk about.
I think that's what it is.
Clearly, our callers are telling us that this is common.
Of course it is.
No, I could tell they don't talk about it, because, again, yesterday I was left stunned wondering if I was the odd one for not.
You're right. Let's go to Mark in Southern California. What's up, Mark?
Hey, before I start, Evan, one thing you need to know.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers can't do both, for the simple fact the Secret Service can't block him on the field. That's one.
That's true.
The other thing, I think Vegas might have a thing concerning your beard. Who's going to win, you or David Stern? That's the other thing. Loogie, I got something for you. Before I think about Evan going to the bathroom, I'm going to think about Sade. And when you say pat yourself as far as drying yourself,
The reason why some men do that is because depending on the pair of pants you may be wearing as well.
Uh-huh.
As and
like the thinness, to, like the thinness of the pants.
Yeah, I can see
right, because they can be gray or
oh,
or
yeah, and the color. Right, yeah.
Right?
If it's a dark, if it's black, you're not going to see.
That's a good point. Yeah,
correct. Or jeans, you're not going to see. So you got to be careful there.
That's a great point. Well. That's a great point. Thank you very much for the call, Mark. I do want to address the Secret Service thing because he does bring up a good point. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're just tuning in or maybe you're on another planet, Aaron Rodgers has been approached by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is an independent presidential candidate. He is the nephew, by the way, mm-hmm. of John F. Kennedy and the son of Robert F. Kennedy. Because there's been some confusion about right. that. So I just want to explain who the hell he is. He also had a Super Bowl ad that he did not put out there. That was a super PAC, if I'm not mistaken, that mm-hmm. put out that Kennedy ad that harkened back to his uncle, John F. Kennedy, that he's flirted with the idea of selecting Aaron Rodgers as his running mate. Sean brought this up during one of the breaks, which is, hey, according to some of the rules, if you have enough ballot access, Secret Service would have to be in attendance. That doesn't mean he can't play football, though.
Right.
Like, what it means, though, and it's a fair question, is would Secret Service have to be at the stadiums?
Yeah.
Yes.
And would they? Where would they be? Would they be on the sideline?
Well,
in theory, like right next to him? Near him?
I may have an answer to that.
Okay.
It's in my book, My Mets Bible, which comes in out on sale April 2nd. There is a chapter in this book in which one of the games I talk about was Jackie Robinson Day at Shea Stadium in 1997. The reason I bring this up is the reason that game was so memorable to me is that President Bill Clinton was there. And as I talk about in the book, my dad had to wait 4 innings to go to the bathroom because of the Secret Service that had descended on Shea Stadium because President Clinton took the field with Commissioner Bud Selig and Rachel Robinson to make the shock announcement that they were retiring number 42 in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. Never forget it. So Bill Clinton was on the field. There was no Secret Service surrounding him. He was on the field. Secret Service surrounded all of us. Huh. So going to the game was very difficult.
Yeah.
And I could imagine that if Aaron Rodgers is a vice presidential candidate and he has to follow these Secret Service rules, going to MetLife Stadium, pain in the ass. Mm. But he can play. The idea that the Secret Service is going to protect him from a defensive tackle, I mean, come on.
I just want a Secret Service guy to get thrown out like Big Dom and the Eagles.
I'm sure you do. It is 5 o'clock.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. And a new sponsor, Urinal Pads. At your penis at every turn. All right, I'm ready to give you the 5 successful athletes who also became successful politicians.
Oh, you better be careful, because you're going to screw this up.
Steve Garvey is running right now.
Oh, he's not successful yet. He hasn't won.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Ken Dryden. Do you know who Ken Dryden is?
He was a hockey player.
Yes, he won 6 Stanley Cups with the Canadiens.
I'm well aware.
5 Vezina trophies, is the best goalie in hockey.
I don't know him as a politician, though.
Well, this is why. Okay. He became a member of the Canadian Parliament from 2004 to 2011, a long run on the Canadian Parliament.
That's interesting.
That is, dude.
Wow.
It's weird. I knew him as the hockey star and not the politician.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's 5. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, now picture Mike Richter winning 5 more cups and then serving on Congress for 7 years.
Wow.
8 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that about Ken Dryden. Wow.
Here we go.
Number 4.
Dwight Eisenhower. A college football successful player for the 1912 Army team when Army was good.
Everybody played football back then.
I know. This is why he's number 4, not higher up. Look, he wasn't the best wide receiver on the team, but a memorable president.
Yeah.
That's a reach.
It's a reach because, to me, this is just to me.
He's not known as an athlete.
Yeah, you'd have to make, I don't want to say a guy's name because this guy's clearly going to be number 1 or number 2. But you'd have to be a guy who in this town was really, really good at one sport, mm-hmm. was a legend, won championships, and then went into politics. Yeah. Like, we didn't know of Dwight. No one thinks of Dwight Eisenhower playing college football.
That's right.
We think of him being a war hero. Seriously,
I'm annoyed.
He was in the Army, right? So
he played for Army.
Everybody played at some sport. Like, everybody did.
I'm annoyed because I only included Dwight Eisenhower because I didn't want Evan jumping down my throat as Mr. You know.
Yeah, I'm a big Ike guy, bro. I love Dwight Eisenhower. He's one of the most underrated presidents of all time. I saw the one-man show about Ike. Big Ike guy. With that said, no.
Okay, here we go.
Number 3.
A New York Giants tie. John Runyon.
Oh, that's John Runyon, right.
All-pro offensive lineman after retiring for the NFL, Runyon served in New Jersey's House of Representatives from 2011 to 2015.
I remember this.
Vaguely remember that. Yeah.
All right.
Qualifies.
State politician.
Yeah.
Number two.
It's Bill Bradley.
Yeah, I mean, dude, this guy almost became president. He was in the Democratic primary.
I'm surprised he's not one.
I thought he was going to be number one.
That was my one.
I'm curious who I'm missing. I am thinking of someone else who was a center, but he didn't pitch it. Oh, wait, we're not. Is this New York or non-New York?
Non-New York. Ken Dryden wasn't New York.
You're right. I'm sorry. There's someone else I have in mind. And if he doesn't pick him, he screwed up the whole list.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
But Senator Bill Bradley was the main competitor of Al Gore in 2000.
2000 primaries, yeah.
And I'll never forget having this discussion in school because I liked Bill Bradley. I'll admit this. I preferred Bill Bradley over Al Gore as a teenager. But I remember saying, could I vote for a Nick?
Mm, you would have.
It was very difficult. It was difficult.
So he had his number retired and
forget his politics. He's a Nick.
No, I didn't know what I was going to do.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
It's Gerald Ford.
What did Gerald Ford do sports? He played college football at Michigan, I think.
Was the best offensive lineman on back-to-back national championship teams for Michigan.
Yeah.
Then served in World War II. So didn't go to Army or Navy. Michigan, we're talking about. And becomes the U.S. president when Richard Nixon resigns following Watergate.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if he played big-time college football. Right, I knew he played at Michigan. Yeah, I didn't know they won.
One of the key players on back-to-back national championship teams.
Yeah, it could hurt him that he never was elected president, you know, that whole thing.
Okay. You know,
he was in politics, but yes.
I gave you two presidents on the list. This was my gift to you.
The guy you missed was Jim Bunning, Senator Jim Bunning, who pitched a perfect game at Shea Stadium in 1964 and then went on to become a senator. Mm. So big miss on that one. But other than that, a solid job.
That's Cinco de Five-O. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.